Good morning.
Good morning.
For those who do not know me, I am Reverend Celeste Stump, your deacon, and I wear many hats: mother, chaplain, deacon, friend, grandmother, but most importantly, child of God. I'm a vocational deacon, traveling within the parish and outside the parish. I am chaplain at the Canterbury Retirement Community, and I am thankfully assigned by the bishops to be your deacon at St. Francis. Vocational deacons are those ordained to the diaconate, a call through discernment. I am not called to the priesthood. Priest ministers as transitional deacons before their ordination, their second ordination to the priesthood. But my ministry is vocational, ministering outside this church, discerning ministry opportunities to others, and ministering within the parish and the church. I have the best of all worlds. You may see me scurry off, and I know some of you already have noticed, so I may go be with the residents at the Canterbury, and it is a blessing, and I'm thankful every day to be at the Canterbury and St. Francis. Today, we are witnessing the first miracle of Jesus' ministry according to St. Mark. Jesus has been baptized, experienced 40 days praying and fasting in the desert, and has called Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John to discipleship. He is prepared to bring his good news to the world. Now, Jesus is beginning not only to speak in the synagogue, but he is teaching with authority, not as a scribe, telling what the Torah requires the people to do, but the authority to teach, to bring new life to the law, to interpret the law and explain the law. As he begins, we see he silences and heals a man possessed by a demon. I imagine this demon's causing quite a commotion, disrupting Jesus' teaching, trying to distract the people from listening, and naming Jesus as the Holy One of God. Jesus calmly but sternly commands the demon, "Be silent and come out of him." And the demon obeys. Then, as I reflect, I imagine Jesus just goes back to his teaching. Confident, calm, compassionate, loving and healing the afflicted, Jesus is acting not only as a prophet, as mentioned in Deuteronomy, speaking the words of God with authority, but as the Son of God, the Messiah. The demon recognizes the incarnation and power of Jesus even before his own people recognize him. The people are confused, amazed, and they see a new teaching of love, a new way to live, and a new way to see one another. What a Sabbath service. One people will speak of for quite a long time, I'm sure, with amazement and wonder. Jesus is going to be famous. However, Jesus is not looking for fame. He is teaching a new way of living. He's bringing the good news of God to the world. Jesus shows us the way, a way of forgiveness, of love, of redemption. And he comes with words of healing power and compassion in action. Jesus comes as our Savior. But our culture doesn't recognize demons as depicted in this story. We diagnose people with afflictions, mental afflictions, bodily afflictions, and illnesses. illnesses are not caused by God's wrath, and they are not caused by demons. They are illnesses that God sees us through and Jesus heals. Many of those that were said to be possessed by demons just had illnesses, such as epilepsy and other illnesses. So the question is, do demons exist today? Now, each person, each one of us is vulnerable to actions that begin simply, but could take over our lives. Actions that can bring us away from relationship, from love, from living life to the fullest. Perhaps the message Jesus tells us today is that Jesus loves us no matter what and will heal us from all afflictions. Have you ever caught yourself or found yourself in a position where you could lose your focus in life? I have. Becoming less mindful. Aware of those things we look forward to doing, but consistently place aside. I wouldn't necessarily call that a demon, maybe a temptation. But some addictions begin that way. And we can become addicted to anything, food, sustaining life. But I know people with food addiction. Alcohol and drugs can be abused and become an addiction. Even drugs taken as prescribed by doctors can become an addiction. Our work, relationships, the internet, anything can become the ultimate driving focus of our lives if we are not mindful, taking us away from all we love. Perhaps demons are anything that keeps us away from the love of God in our lives and harms us. As a hospital chaplain, I journeyed with many of our brothers and sisters who succumbed to temptation and addiction. And they were quite open and said they had demons and they did not feel they had any hope. It is for us, as children of God, as Christians, to hold that hope for others in our community, letting them know God's love has never given up on them. And with medical help and God's love and Jesus' redemption, they can begin healing. I met a young man in the emergency room at Good Samaritan Hospital as a chaplain, and a young man with everything to look for, with everything looking good in his future. And he had a very prestigious job in marketing and had large fundraisers, and he enjoyed it. He said so. And he had a girl from whom he loved very much, to the point of obsession, whom he broke up with. He was in the emergency room on a gurney, under restraints, despairing. He had tried to commit suicide. And this young man was afraid to tell his boss that he was in the emergency room for fear of losing his job, a job that he said he worked continually working. And he wanted to, by hurting himself, hurt the woman he was obsessed with, and I feel for her. We prayed for her. He was despairing, and he said he had a demon of obsession, and also working nonstop, not having any balance in his life. So I asked him, do you really want to work for a company that doesn't understand you're in the emergency room, ill? Do you want to be with someone who does not see all of the wonderful things within you? Do you have a family And he said, yes, but he hadn't spoken to them in a long time. And I said, I know they love you, God loves you, and wants you to live life to the fullest, to be the best you can be. He said he would think about it, and I learned later from the person who was with him, the nurse, that he decided to let go, let God, and he called his sister, and they reconciled with his family, and he went to heal with love in a loving, supportive environment. And that's what God wants for each of us. And that's what Jesus wants for each of us. Jesus shows divine power and authority, but Jesus is focused on bringing and showing healing love and compassion to all in need. He's showing us today that we can be mindful to care for ourselves and focus on love, love of God, love of family, love for others, and love for ourselves. Jesus not only is healing the body, but healing the soul. He wants us to use all gifts of the earth, but with mindfulness and awareness, so we don't fall into the illnesses of the spirit, losing focus of our commitment as being journeyers on the way and of the way. Paul tells us our actions should help one another. And we need to change our actions sometimes for our community to support others. And as we hear, food sacrifices to idols was a great challenge to early Christians. But the message, help others in your community by your actions. Live according to the teachings of Jesus. Help others to live fully in faith. We live in community, and as Christians are committed to seeking to serve others, helping and supporting without judgment, to let people know they are not alone and they are not isolated, and they are loved, and God is always with us. Now, as I reflect upon Jesus' messages today, as Son of God, the incarnation of God in the world, I recall a story of a class of children drawing pictures. As the teacher walks around the room, she notices a child drawing a cat or a dog or a flower, and she is by a child's desk, and she can't figure out what's going on with all the colors. So she says, tell me about your picture. And the child answers, I am drawing a picture of God. The teacher says, no one knows what God looks like. The child says, stick around for another 2 minutes and I am going to show you what God looks like. Jesus draws us a picture of a new way of living in the world. And Jesus, as Son of God, shows us who God is and who God and how God loves us. And we too can draw pictures of God in this world by living and being the loving and healing presence of Jesus, living with compassion and without judgment. So let us live according to the way of Jesus, rejoicing in the power of God our Creator, Jesus our Healer, the love of our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit to be our guide and sustenance this day and always together. Amen.